I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to cook up some Cajun grilled oysters.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 44 of Cooking with Fire. Today we are going to talk about one of the most polarizing foods in the world.
No, we're not talking about breaking down a deer leg in the front window of your restaurant for an audience of protesting vegans, as one chef in Toronto did this past week, also polarizing. We're actually talking about oysters.
Sure, oysters are likely less of a lightning rod subject than breaking down an animal in front of those who, for some unknown reason, believe killing an animal is akin to murder. But nonetheless, oysters are sure to start their fair share of arguments with friends and family. Why are oysters so polarizing? I have a feeling that it has to do with the fact that when eaten raw, the oyster is still technically alive. Well, as alive as something without a central nervous system can be.
I've run into many people over the years who simply refuse to try an oyster, no matter what others around them say. And in my opinion, they're missing out on a truly wonderful dish. The briny, buttery, sweet taste of an oyster is unlike anything else. And if you haven't tried them yet, we have a little trick that we hope will make you dive right in. Grill them first.
No longer can you hide behind the idea that you won't eat something that is still alive. Instead, you are faced with an option. Take a bite of one of nature's greatest achievements or forever be shamed. Well, maybe that's a bit much, but we truly believe that if you get some nice fresh oysters and grill them up, you'll be switching to Team Oyster without hesitation. So let's cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
All right, getting started on our grilled Cajun oysters. I've preheated our grill. We're cooking on the Kamado Joe, a ceramic charcoal grill, although you could do this even in a Weber kettle, whatever it may be. We're cooking over charcoal. We preheated it direct heat. You want it 400, 450, pretty hot. And I'm going to take these oysters and place them round side down directly on the grill grate. You want these to sit as even as possible so that you don't lose the juices inside as the shells open. All right, so we're cooking 8 of these today. Now, for a recipe like this, a Gulf oyster is a great option, obviously, being that we're doing a Cajun style. If you want, you can definitely check out different types of oysters. They come from all over the place, right? So anywhere you're buying oysters, chances are someone can tell you about where that oyster came from, and even what its flavor profile is like, whether it's more briny or sweeter. And I would just recommend trying some different stuff until you find out what you really like best. Now, these oysters are gonna be cooking away. I'm closing the lid so that the heat stays trapped in there. And in the meantime, head it over to the stove to make our butter sauce. Now, I've got a small cast iron skillet. We're gonna go medium low heat, and I'm gonna add 1 stick of unsalted butter. We're also gonna add to the skillet 2 tablespoons of Louisiana style hot sauce, so a vinegary hot sauce. You can go more or less depending on how much heat you like. We're also going to add 2 tablespoons of fresh squeezed lemon juice. This is gonna give this a really nice bright tanginess. Then we've got 4 cloves of garlic that are just crushed. Skins are still on, doesn't matter. We're gonna strain it later. And 1/2 teaspoon of blackened seasoning. So this has a nice red color to it. We'll add a touch of heat and give you some of those Cajun spices and herbs. And this we are just going to let melt down. You want to bring it up to a simmer. You don't want to burn the garlic or the butter, but bring this up to a simmer. Let it simmer away for just a few minutes while we wait on the oysters to cook. And while we wait on this to come to a simmer, I'm going to head over to the prep table and mince up about 1 tablespoon of Italian flatleaf parsley. Now the parsley is gonna go in after we've simmered our sauce. We don't really wanna cook this down too much. As it hits the hot butter, the flavors and aromas are really gonna open up. All right, so we'll set this aside for now. Head back to check on our butter. It's come to a simmer. Again, we're gonna keep the heat pretty gentle, pretty low. Great aroma coming off this sauce already. I'm gonna head back out to the grill and check on our oysters. All right, so we're just 5 minutes into this cook. We've already got 1 oyster that's popped open. It's kind of sitting in the hottest spot. So I'm gonna remove that from the grill, kind of shuffle these around so they can cook as evenly as possible. And as I take these off, what I'm doing right now is placing them on a cooling rack, mostly just because it's got those little ridges and it creates sort of spots where you can sit a curved item and it will stay flat. So we want to try and keep all those juices inside the oyster. So a cooling rack is a really nice way to do that. The other thing you can do, and I will often do this for presentation, is fill a plate full of rock salt. And you can always get an oyster to sit nice and flat on a bed of rock salt. All right, back to the butter sauce. It's simmering away. It has been for, about 3 minutes now. This is a quick process. I'm gonna go ahead and turn the heat off, but this should stay plenty warm in the cast iron, and I'll wait to strain it until all of our oysters have come off. But being that this is a butter sauce, and it has liquid in it, not just fat, but also the lemon juice, the hot sauce, it tends to want to separate, so keeping it warm is a must. All right, we're about 7-8 minutes into the cook now, and almost all of these have popped open. So removing these, set them on your cooling rack or your bed of rock salt. Got one last straggler. We're gonna give him just a minute. And if you get to where all of your oysters have come off except for one, maybe two, and it's just not popping open, it's not worth risking it. I would just toss it out. If it was dead, you don't want to eat it anyway. All right, we got to give these just a few minutes to cool down so we can handle the shells. But as we do that, I'm gonna strain off the sauce. And then we'll pull the tops of these oysters off. Just give them a twist. You can use a little spoon to scoop that oyster off the shell and let it sit right there in that briny juice. All right, we're stirring the parsley into that warm butter sauce. We've got the top shells removed from the oysters. So just gonna spoon a little bit of the sauce over the oyster, and these are ready to serve. Let's see how we did. I absolutely love the way the fattiness of the butter cuts that brininess from the oyster, and the lemon complements the brininess as well. The parsley is just kind of fresh. It leaves your tongue last. And of course, that little bit of heat. It's flavorful, it's balanced, it's really delicious.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for today's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up pulled pork waffles with a bourbon maple syrup.